This is Walker Kessler, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
Tonight's game showcased a Golden State squad that had been on a roll, winning four of their last six games, and a Jazz team that looked to stop a two-game skid before things got out of hand. But it would be the Warriors who would come out on top with a 129-118 win over the Jazz. I'm Dominic Archer, and it's time for your Jazz Game Rewind. The beginning of the game saw both teams exchange punches, resulting in no team having an extended lead after 5 minutes. However, Steph Curry would take over, scoring 15 points in the first quarter.
Curry turning the corner, underhand scoop and a score. Curry, three, off a dribble to his right, nailed it and he's fouled. Steph Curry, the eight-time All-Star. Curry behind the back, floats it up and in and turns the other way before it goes through the basket. Curry layup good. Steph Curry's got 15 first quarter points tonight.
But the Jazz would not give up. They slowly chipped away at a Warriors 14-point lead after the first quarter.
Market in 4-3, you bet. Sexton, in and out, left-hand dribble. Beats Draymond to the rack and lays it up and in. Markkanen, open three, left wing, good. Clarkson guarded by Wiggins. Good defensive player. Beautiful crossover. Gets a step, drives, floats with the right hand and scores. Markkanen, left corner, three on an Alexander Walker, left-hand pass.
The Jazz outscored the Warriors 28-22 in that second quarter and got the deficit down just to 8. We head to the start of the third quarter. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with the call.
59-51 is your halftime score. The Jazz trail it by 8. They have not shot the 3 well tonight. They're 4 of 26. And that has precluded them from getting any closer. But odds are they're not going to shoot 15% for the rest of the night. So they stay with this. This could get tight. Vanderbilt, top to Sexton. Collins got 9 points tonight. JC's got it with 8. Olynyk, tough shot at the free throw line, fading back and hitting over Draymond. Jazz back within 6. They trailed by as many as 17. The Warriors opened this game and were just absolutely fabulous. They looked vintage Golden State Warriors to open the night, shooting 16 of 28 in the first quarter, scoring 37 points. Klay Thompson comes around to Curl. Markkanen bounces out, so they bounce it to Draymond. He flips it up to the rim and misses. Rebound Vanderbilt. Can the Jazz run the other way? Vando, one of the best at leading the break for the Jazz. Underhand scoop to Sexton. Left-hand attack to the rack. Misses the layup. Vando tips it. Looney has it. Transition. Jazz not running back at all. Klay Thompson penetrates. Hands off to Draymond. Curry loses it out of bounds. Jazz transition has not been good. Defense has not been good again tonight. Warriors have been in transition a lot. Thompson, bounce pass, down low to Looney. He's at 3 feet. He'll go to 2 feet. He'll miss it. He'll tip it back up and in. Warriors have been in transition 23% of the game. They regularly are in transition 16%, to put that in perspective. Tight curl. Clarkson to the dotted line, to the restricted area. Chest it out to Olynyk. Tough three, left wing is good. Someone might have told Kelly Olynyk to shoot, because he was a little passive in that first quarter.
Three shots in the first half, yeah, I'd say so.
Draymond, drop-stepping in the lane, flips it over Sexton and scores.
And then he puts his hands down like, oh, you're too small.
He did too short?
Oh, my goodness.
He did too short. 63-56. Sexton, left side, attacking Curry, gets by him to the window, lays it up and in. Colin Sexton's first step is special. Jazz back within 5. Trailed by as many as 17. Have never led. This game has had no lead changes and 1 tie. The Warriors came out and were brilliant. Looney turns the corner, gives to Draymond, slam dunk. Kelly Olynyk guessed defensively, and in rock, paper, scissors, he came up with nothing.
Yeah, you have no reason to try to beat Draymond Green over the top of a pick.
Markkanen, hands off to Sexton, turns the corner on Curry again, gets cut off by 2 guys, flips it to the corner, Olynyk for 3, yes! Warriors are the number 1 team in the league at denying the rim, but they're 21st in the league at allowing threes. Curry, beautiful crossover, gets to the top of the key, fires the 3, it's good. Steph Curry's got 20, the average is 32. Sexton, swings left wing to Clarkson, 3 ball off the give. No, Olynyk high up for the board, gets it. Back up Vanderbilt, left hand in. Klay Thompson on a curl drive, misses. Layup tip in by Looney is good. Jazz are 6 of 29 from 3. Clarkson kicks it. Olynyk, he's hot in the second half. Fires the 3 and hits. Kelly Olynyk bypassed a bunch of looks in the first half. He has 3 threes now in the second half. And the Jazz are within 4. This is the closest they've been. They've never led. Curry drives, loses the ball. Out of bounds off Colin Sexton. 70 to 66, 8:22 left. Jazz within 4. They are 7 of 30 from three. They were 4 of 26 in the first half. Clarkson's got some airspace against the zone. Gives it back up top to Sexton. Sexton drives, reach-in blocking foul. Reach-in foul or on Thompson or blocking foul on Steph. I'm not sure which. Foul on Steph. Zone defense from the Warriors. They've played it the third most of any team in the NBA this year.
Well, that time,
Jazz worked on it at shoot-around today.
And that time, Curry was a little late there. And normally you want a guy in the middle of the floor.
Sexton swings to Clarkson. Breaks the zone. Fades back from 8 feet, scores, and it's a two-point game. This really is symbolic of the entire Jazz season. The Warriors hit him so hard early, I think the Warriors thought the game was over. Curry, in and out, left-hand dribble at the free throw line. Bounces behind for Looney. Knocked away by Clarkson. Picked up by Draymond. No look pass. Right side to Curry. Puts the dribble way out in front. Runs into Kelly Olynyk. The ball's on the other side of Olynyk, and they call a blocking foul on Olynyk. And Ron Boone puts his hands up. And says, please, please.
I just disagree with, from this angle, from where we're sitting right now, you can see that.
Well, I don't know what you're supposed to do if the guy dribbles out in front and it goes by you and then he runs into you. Here's Sexton getting buried on a pick from Draymond and then a foul on Sexton for holding Draymond on the roll.
Sexton was trying to get around Draymond. Draymond was doing a great job of keeping him on his back.
70-68, 7:39 left in the third.
Fouls are starting to pile up.
Ron Boone, Jamil Hawkins is our producer back in the studio. Dominic Archer is our broadcast assistant. Dad is our statistician tonight. Curry, driving left side, throws it out of bounds. Left side marketing, quick three, and the Jazz have taken the lead. 71-70, Utah with their first lead of the night.
After a successful third, things would change quickly, as the Warriors built back up their 19-point lead and would leave the Jazz in their wake as they sailed to a 129-118 win over the Jazz. The Jazz look to get back in the win column tomorrow as they travel to Phoenix to take on Devin Booker and the Suns. After that, they'll come back home to take on the Bulls November 28th at 7 p.m. in Vivint Arena. Make sure to get your tickets at utahjazz.com. And as always, Jazz fans, go Jazz!